Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. Also, a report on things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do we have this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars in the west and Jupiter in the eastern sky. Both planets are bright and easy to spot. The moon will begin to wane this week, which of course means darker skies towards week's end.
And I understand there's some local hydroponic work that is destined for space?
Indeed. Students at UH Manoa have been conducting research on sustainable, safe, contained, and autonomous hydroponic systems. These systems may one day allow astronauts and colonists to grow their own food as well as medicinal plants and oxygen-producing favorites.
How interesting. And what's the testing process for something like that?
Well, the Box Farm, as it is known, has been sent to NASA inflatable lunar and Mars habitat at the University of North Dakota. In fact, testing will be wrapping up later this week.
And there's probably uses for this technology here on Earth, I'm imagining, as well.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about this technology is that it can be scaled up to grow hundreds and possibly thousands of plants. That's incredibly important for sustainable agriculture here on Earth.
And I guess you're thinking places that have limited growing space or resources here on Earth could really benefit from it.
Absolutely, they will benefit. And in this day and age, developing sustainable agriculture is critical to our health and the health of the planet. And it's awesome to see space technology being used to solve problems here on the Earth.
And again, Christopher, this is being done by who now locally?
And this is engineering students at UH Manoa.
And they've created this technology, and it's sort of like in a box, and then it got shipped off to North Dakota. Is that what basically happened?
Yep, it's completely self-sustained, which means you can basically pack it into a shipping container and send it anywhere in the world if you really had to.
And they're testing it there because they've got conditions that sort of replicate what might be expected if this was being used in space?
Yeah, the lunar Mars habitat is perfectly suited to testing these types of missions that simulate missions off-world.
Another fascinating report. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.